Food & Wine magazine has made its pick of the most innovative women in food and drink today in a collaborative effort with Fortune magazine. Now, the list is a collection of extraordinary women across various disciplines. These are women who have played key roles in redefining and innovating how we think about food and drink. Our contributor, Noelle Carter, spoke to Food & Wine magazine's editor-in-chief, Dana Cowan, about who made the cut.
Dana, thank you so much for joining me today.
I'm so happy to be here.
You cover a broad range of disciplines, ranging from politicians to chefs to filmmakers to winemakers and even wine buyers. How long did it take you to come up with the list? And was there anyone that might have initially surprised you that made it on the list?
It was a months-long project, and it's true. There were lots of people on this list who were new to me. In fact, the number one person on the list, Ertharin Cousin, who is the director of the United Nations World Food Program, that is not a woman who's in my world day to day, and I was thrilled to learn about her extraordinary work. She has helped feed over 177 million hungry people. That's just a staggering number in the last 2 years since she joined that program.
So getting down to the top five, some of the names might be very familiar, but there are also some women like Ertharin Cousin, who you just mentioned, and positions that readers may never have heard of or considered. Is there anyone in that top five that particularly stands out to you?
Well, I don't know if everyone's heard of Chelly Pingree. She's a congresswoman from Maine. She's been a farmer for 40 years. She actually co-owns a bed and breakfast in North Haven. But the reason that we're so interested in her is her impact on the Farm Bill. You know, the Farm Bill only comes up every 5 years, and she was determined to get as many farmer-friendly provisions in the bill as possible for the small farmers. You know, it's a farm bill that is beneficial to some of the larger farms, but the small farmers face different issues. And so she helped small farmers get certified organic. She helped with crop insurance for diversified farms. She tripled the amount of money allocated to farmers markets and local food programs. It's a huge, huge help.
Right. One of the ones that I found surprising was Barbara Banky of Kendall Jackson Winery. We've all heard of Kendall Jackson, but the stuff that she's done behind the scenes is just amazing.
I'm really passionate about Barbara Banky. She's the chairwoman of Jackson Family Wines, and she and her husband, Jess Jackson, started what has become a gigantic business back in the 80s. But Barbara has moved the business forward even after her husband, Jess, died. She, of course, had an amazing business in California, which is where you might know the Kendall Jackson wines. But she's expanded to Oregon. She's expanded to Australia. She also has tried to figure out what to do with the leftovers of the winemaking business, essentially the compost of the wine world. And she's created an organization called Whole Vine, where she just wants to use these ingredients that are the leftovers. And anyone who is going to take care of the world in that way, I'm always interested in what they're doing.
Yeah. Number four, you have Stephanie, forgive me if I'm not pronouncing this right. Number four, you've got Stephanie Sochtig.
I'm going to go with that.
And she's at Atlas Films.
Yeah, she's the president of Atlas Films. You probably know her from Fed Up, which is a documentary about sugar. She's trying to address childhood obesity. She and Katie Couric and Laurie David created a film that followed children and just looked at what are they really eating. And then they came up with something that is fantastic called the Fed Up Challenge, to go sugar-free for 10 days. That sounds easy, but it's not that easy. And they've had more than 44,000 people participate. And I think anything that we can do to tackle childhood obesity, I'm happy to participate and happy to give Stephanie the award for that reason.
And then you've got for number five, Judy Chan of Grace Vineyards. And, you know, when I think about wine, China's probably the last place that I would consider, that I would even think about, you know, is big in the wine industry, but it is.
There is so much wine being made in China right now. And Judy Chan, about 12 years ago, when she was 24, left her job at Goldman Sachs and decided to join her father, who has a winery. And now the winery that they have together produces 2 million bottles a year. It's called Grace Vineyard.
Wow.
And they use the French varietals, Cabernet Sauvignon, Cab Franc, Merlot, in their Chairman's Reserve. So they're looking to make a high-quality wine out of China. But part of what interests me is her approach, because what she's done is she's created a restaurant at the winery, and she's going to open more wine bars. So she wants to meet her consumer and have this sort of interaction between the winemaking and the wine drinking that one doesn't always get, and that I think is very modern for China.
Really remarkable. Really remarkable. Dana, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Dana Cowan is editor-in-chief of Food & Wine magazine. Noelle Carter is the Los Angeles Times Test Kitchen director and writes the Culinary SOS column.